Hey guys, I finally got Dominic to sleep tonight, and I'm going to give you the behind the scenes of what has been going on with the Elite Marketers Facebook Ad Summit. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, it has been seriously such a crazy last 7+ days. Some of you may know that the Elite Marketers Facebook Ad Summit just went live this week, and holy mother of goodness, it was insane getting that ready. And I'm going to tell you guys like the real story behind what happened and the whole process leading up to it, and the good, like I said, the good, the bad, the ugly, because there was a whole lot of each of those, to be totally honest. So we went live today, and it was so cool because we started promotion for it earlier this week. And one of the things that we realized in this process was everything that you shouldn't do when you're getting ready for a summit, and everything that you shouldn't do. But what most people don't know is we actually started the process of getting ready for the Elite Summit back in February, back when I was in Spain, and it took us until June to get it launched. And so I've kind of broken down like what we could have done differently. But since we went live with promotion last week, over 1,000 people have opted in to the Elite Summit, which is just so exciting and so humbling. I mean, I'm sure if I check the stats again, it's already over 1,000, and it's so crazy. But the reality is, a summit is a lot of work. I thought it was going to be something where it was like I could, you know, do it and it would be easy and we'd put it all together. And the easiest part, surprisingly, was securing awesome interviews. So I reached out to some awesome influencers that I know, Kat Howell, John Parks, Depeche Mandalia, so many people, Amanda Bond, just wonderful, wonderful people. And I was blown away by the number of people who said like, yes, right away. It was actually kind of surprising to me. So then we started the process of securing the interviews and getting everyone scheduled. And I was actually kind of surprised by how hard it was between like me going through the last trimester of my pregnancy, which I could almost do a whole podcast on that alone. Let me tell you, you guys, running businesses when you're pregnant, especially if you don't like being pregnant, is so hard. That was quite possibly one of the most challenging seasons of my entire life. And I've been a single mom. I've gone to boot camp. I've birthed 3 children, and running a business while pregnant was so hard. You know, like you just don't feel like yourself. At least I don't like pregnancy. I know some people love it. I still don't get that. I think it's amazing when people do, but it just was like, hold on one sec. Let me grab some green juice. I did not like that. And so as I'm going through the interviews, you know, some had to be rescheduled because I would wake up just so sick and I couldn't handle it. And, you know, other people would reschedule. And before you know it, like there was a month of just getting all the interviews scheduled. But I was shocked by how many people said like, yes, I want to deliver value in your summit. And that was the easiest part, was getting the right people scheduled for interviews once we finally got them going. But then once we had the interviews, we had some team turnover, and I was like, wow, I am so not prepared to handle all of the strategy and the process and the funnel build and how this is going to work and how we're going to monetize it. And honestly, it was like so overwhelming that until I finished my pregnancy, I was like, I just need to focus on being done with this. And I was like, I literally can't do the mental process of handling the strategy for this. I think one of the things that was the most surprising to me was how much resistance I felt when it came to putting the summit out there, like just putting it, figuring it out, putting it into a funnel, figuring out what the funnel looked like. That was probably the most challenging part, was how am I going to make this go live? I mean, I've seen other people do summits. I've seen some great summits. I've seen some summits. how am I going to make my summit awesome? And how am I going to deliver this in a way that doesn't completely overwhelm me? Now, if you've ever been a part of a big summit, I'm sure that you think like, oh, it's great. I can just opt in and get the freebies and all of that. And the reality is, if you look into everything that goes into it, there's email automations for every single interview. There's a complex funnel strategy. There's a promotion strategy. There's affiliates. There's, oh my goodness, so much goes into it. So when it came time, and you know, it was time this month, I was like, okay, I can do this now. I can handle it. I've got the bandwidth. I'm excited. But as I dove in, it took me so many 12-hour days. Surprisingly, it took up a lot of my time for weeks on end where I was just sitting there and building the funnel and second-guessing myself and looking up other summits. Honestly, this, like I said, this was one of the most challenging things I have ever done. And when it came down to it, my favorite part of the process was when I just got really focused and I said, okay, listen, this is how other people do summits. I don't have to do it the same way as them. And in fact, I'm going to do it differently because I'm Rachel. Like, I do things a little bit more chill. And there's a reason for that. The reason for it is because I have three kids and a husband. Do you relate to that? Like, some people have the ability and the bandwidth and the team to do everything at, you know, 100% excellence and perfection, and everything is meticulously strategized. And sometimes I'm just like, I just need to hit go on this. It's time to go. So I built out the funnel and I built in some really cool upsells and some fun strategies that people could get from the summit. And at the end of the day, like when we hit go today, it was just this like collective sigh of, oh, it's live, it's out there in the world. People can absorb this awesome opportunity and learn so much from it. And the feedback that we got today was like so overwhelmingly positive that I knew it was 110% worth it. Now, the other thing that's really cool, we had a lot of organic promotion with this. I was so blown away and overwhelmed by the number of people who were in the summit that were willing to promote. I did something a little different this time. So if you have followed me for a while, you know that I don't like the whole mentality of summits where people are like roped into contracts. That's actually like the big thing that happens with summits. People are roped into contracts where they have to promote X number of times on their social media, X number of times via email. And I just don't like that. And in fact, I don't participate in summits that require that because it's just like, I don't know. I just think this is my list. And in the past when I did summits, my people would say, my email list people would say, this doesn't feel like you. This doesn't feel like you're writing. This doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing this? And I would honestly at the end of the day be like, I don't know why I did that. That was really pointless. So I decided to not be a part of summits if I had to promote it or had to promote it with certain verbiage. So one of the things I did when I first secured people for the summit is I said, you don't have to promote this. Like there's no promotion necessary. You can if you want, and you're excited about it. And that actually ended up being one of the best strategies that could have happened because that's how I like to be approached. So I was like, okay, these are my friends. These are relationships. How can I approach it with the way that I would want someone to approach me for a summit? And if you tell me I don't have to promote it, but you're excited about it and you give me an awesome graphic and some easy text to copy, oh yeah, I'm happy to promote it. So I decided to do the same thing. And everyone who is in the summit has been promoting it. And it's been just so cool to see the support when you're not saying you have to do this or else, you know, blah, 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 you're contractually obligated. I don't know why. That's just always kind of sat funny with me. So like I said, we went live today. And one of the coolest things is this has been profitable on the front end. And that's not something that usually happens for me. So launching this summit has been so exciting and seeing, wow, people are getting value and then they're wanting more. They want access to the interviews for life, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just been like the most wonderful process. But there were two major things that happened in the process. And one of them was the mental game of comparing my summit to other people's and thinking, okay, there's other ad summits going on right now at the same time. How can I make mine better? Or how do I make sure it's like theirs or whatever? And the reality is I just had to step back and be like, I'm not comparing myself to any other summit. This is my first summit. So as much as I feel like I have to do it based on the way that other people do it,
part of me realized, like, I can do this my way. And yes, there's, you know, there are certain ways that people do summits that make sense. I'm going to do it the way that I feel is going to be the most beneficial and easy and fun and freeing and different. And I'm just going to go with it. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. So that was one major lesson that I took away from this. The other major lesson that I learned is that when you're planning a summit, make sure you have a team in place. One of the toughest things about putting together this summit was realizing that, like, my team, they could handle it, but I didn't even know how to guide them or lead them through this. And as a leader, I think one of the things that I'm really passionate about is, well, I know one of the things I'm really passionate about, but it's this idea of, I'm not going to ask you to do anything or go anywhere that I haven't gone before. And so for me, I knew I couldn't ask my team to plan out this whole summit when I didn't even know, like, what a summit was supposed to look like necessarily compared to this, compared to that. I didn't know what I wanted this summit to look like. So I had to do this one myself. Now, thinking back, if I would have had a team who had guided me through the process and said, like, generally speaking, this is what we do, or this is something that's helpful, or hey, maybe you want to think twice before testing a brand new software the day of the summit, that's, I would have done it all differently, because I would have brought in people who could advise me. Even if I was still doing the work myself, I wanted to see, like, what the process was and everything. I wish I had had the foresight to bring in some people who could guide me along the process. And I just didn't think that through. So kind of interesting. But those were my major two big takeaways from launching this summit. But it's been so cool to see the outpouring of support and how much people are enjoying it. And, you know, seeing my graphics everywhere. It's really, really rewarding, especially since I know that the interviews in the summit are different. They're fresh. They're unique. They're fun. But the biggest thing, like I said, was taking away the complexities and saying, what can I do that is the minimum viable product that's exciting, that I'm passionate about, that I feel good about, versus getting locked into what I thought that it needed to be. So that was a crazy, crazy, humbling experience. I know now if I were to do a summit, we could do it so much faster, so much more effectively. And I know exactly what I want my team members to support me with. As I was going through the work days, I did say to my husband, I was like, I am never doing this again. Remind me that this isn't worth it, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's like, oh, okay, let's do another summit. That was pretty fun. It's almost like having babies. I know I talk about that a lot, but obviously that's been a recent season in my life. You know, you have your kid and you're like, never again. I can't ever do that again. I never want to be pregnant again. And then you're like, surprise, we're going to have another kid, because you forget, once you experience the benefits or the fruits of something that was really, really challenging, suddenly it doesn't, it all seems worth it. It totally seems worth it. And so yes, I'll definitely do a summit again, but I wanted to share with you guys the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I haven't really shared the ugly, but one of the biggest ugly pieces of the summit is that a lot of things didn't work right. For example, we discovered that a couple of our funnels had some, like, glitches in them. And the weird thing was, like, we tested them and we didn't have those same experiences as we were going through them. So the only way to figure that out was to have other people go through it, but no one on my team was experiencing them. And then we had some other weird glitches that happened, on, like, sending out some links through for my Facebook page, and people were saying they couldn't access it, but at the same time, I was able to access it. My team was able to access. It was just really weird. And, you know, you have to get over those hiccups as fast as you possibly can. And sometimes I think, like, the best thing you can do is launch something and then be fast to correct the mistakes that come up. You know, I think about Apple iPhones, and they don't ever release their first version completely done. Have you ever noticed that? Like, when you get an Apple iPhone, you get the first version and there's all the bugs in it. And now you have to get the update, and you have to download your latest update. And there's always new updates that fix bugs, and the new update adds new bugs. And it's like, it's so interesting how that process works. But sometimes the best thing you can do is hit go on it. No amount of testing is going to show you the experience that people are going to have when they're coming from different platforms and different technology and different, they're in different countries. You know, there's just so many different things that you cannot know until you launch it. So the ugly was having a lot of broken links, things that were not making sense and not working. But the beauty in it was that we were able to course correct quickly. So overall, I would say successful summit launch. Fun, hard, totally worth it. I'll see you on the next episode.